Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix. 欢迎回到我们的迷你双语板块新词特饮。短短几分钟，让不同段位的你掌握最新、最地道的英文谈资。In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is emo. E-M-O. If you follow Chinese social media, you're definitely witnessing the increasing popularity of emo. 如果你关注中国的社交媒体，不管是公众号、微博，还是各种视频、音频的平台，最近一段一定经常看到 emo 这个梗。比如有人会说，我又 emo 了。In the Chinese context, what they're trying to say is they're feeling down, they're feeling a bit depressed. 基本类似于我又网易云了。Although people might readily use the word emo, many don't really know that, first of all, the expression emo was not created in China. And what's more,It isn't even a new expression. So in today's Buzzword Mix, let's talk about emo. To talk about the origin of the word, we need to go back to the 1980s. In the 80s, emo first developed in the DC hardcore punk scene as a name for the fans of a new music genre. 在80年代美国首都华盛顿的硬核朋克圈出现了一种新的音乐类型 emo. This was short forEmotive Hardcore, or Emocore. 它的全名是 Emotive Hardcore, or Emocore. 直接翻译就是情绪硬核。The hardcore punk scene of the time was dominated by a tough guy mentality. 当时的朋克音乐普遍的形象比较偏硬汉。So these new bands started to use the term Emocore to distinguish themselves from the others by adding emotional lyrics,to the typical hardcore punk sound. 而走 emo core 或者 emo 路线的这些新的乐队，为了把自己和传统的朋克区分开来，加了很多表达内心情绪的歌词。The songs are commonly dealing with sadness, loss, and angst. 歌词内容也主要唱的是悲伤、沮丧、焦虑、不安。And are characterized by overly dramatic vocals, akin to crying or screaming.而他们类似哭喊的唱腔也更加戏剧化和情绪化。So that was the origin. In that sense, emo was a music style. But eventually, this music style grew into an entire subculture.
而本来只是音乐圈里的一个概念，逐渐地成长为了完整的亚文化。
So now the definition of the term emo can vary depending on the subject and decade.Originally, the emo style was quite popular in the 90s and maybe early 2000s.
说起来 ,emo 的流行应该是从九几年到零几年。
As a subculture, they have not only influenced the music world, but also the visual and the fashion world. For example, a lot of people who take part in the emo subculture tend to have very black hair or dye their hair black. They have choppy layers,and sidebands.
当时比较有代表性的 emo 发型就是乌黑的头发偏分的长刘海。
Now for makeup, stereotypically, they wear black eyeliners with black eyeshadow.
妆容通常也偏暗黑系。
The emo style somewhat overlaps with other types of style, such as goth.
其实不懂的人还经常会把 emo 和其他的一些亚文化搞混，比如说哥特系。
But actually, there are lots of differences.Another feature of the emo subculture is perhaps that there's a lot more talk about sadness, loss, and depression.
另外一个经常和 emo 亚文化绑定的特点应该就是比较颓，比较抑郁。
And that is also perhaps why people are using emo to describe the feeling of depression nowadays. Actually, the original emo trend fell out of popularity maybe in the mid-2000s. But interestingly,In the year of 2020, emo was making a comeback.
其实本来的 emo 在零几年之后就已经不再流行了。不过似乎从去年开始又重新的被炒热。
There are new emo-influenced music genres like emo pop and emo rap. You also see Gen Z finding new interest in this quite old-fashioned trend.
在英文的社交媒体上 ,Z 世代也就是基本相当于我们说的95后到05后的这一批人。开始重新对 emo 感兴趣。
And the other reason for the emo trend comeback is perhaps because we're still going through a global pandemic. And this virus has stripped us of our freedom and forced us to stay in isolation in our homes, desperately searching for connection and community online, so others can share our depression and frustration.
这也可能是因为长达一年多的疫情让我们都积压了太多的情绪，所以只好人人 emo 了。
But jokes aside, there's quite a bit of controversy about the new emo trend.Because people use it as kind of a lighthearted joke to talk about feeling depressed. Some people worry that the overuse of the term might trivialize real and serious mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety.
当然还有不少人很反感 emo 这个梗，因为觉得它有点无病呻吟。拿抑郁症开玩笑，反而会让真正有抑郁等等严重的心理疾病的人更加难以得到他们需要的治疗和帮助。
But either way,Perhaps emo, like any other fads, will just come and go, and life goes on. Now let's move on to sample sentences.
Sample 1.
Some Gen Z artists are getting in on the emo trend. Some Gen Z artists are getting in on the emo trend. Sample 2. Emo music is trending on TikTok.Emo music is trending on TikTok.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So what do you think about the emo trend?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。